As far as the engineered stuff, we just watched a highly architectural, designed, engineered sports stadium cave in Anchorage, okay? The only house I know that's failed, and I don't run around looking for them, is only about 20 years old now, but it failed at 15 years old, designed by an architect, built by a contractor. In other words, we're chasing problems that don't exist.
My name is Cheryl McNeil. I am the wife of the assistant chief at Bayside Fire Station. Might I suggest that you strap on your fire gear and respond to the fire call that comes in for a structure that's not safe, not only for yourself, but for the resident trapped inside. These firefighters have earned the respect of the community. They deserve no less from the Borough Assembly. It is, therefore, your obligation to ensure that structures they protect are as safe as possible.
People can't afford to live here. We're experiencing an alarming trend of losing young, enthusiastic, vibrant, contributing members in our community, and I just hope that you recognize the benefits that this exemption could allow for the average income families to affordably have homes in this community.
There are things that are way over and above and outside what is in line with us as the borough and the character of our community to have to include in that code. But that's not what we have before us right now. What we have is this opt-out, which literally really enables somebody to be wanton and willful with neglect in their building practice.
Has anyone looked into what our ISO rating is going to happen when we have more fires in the borough? So ISO comes in, notices that we're having more fires in the borough, everybody's insurance goes up, potentially. I don't want to pay more for insurance so that someone else can build a home that's substandard. Has anyone looked into that? Just some questions. Has anyone spoken to the Coast Guard or the city about mutual aid agreements, how that's going to affect response?
You want to believe that people will do what's right? But there's people out there that will take shortcuts, and it sucks. They will hide it with paint and whatever else, and it sucks. There's that 1% that are going to not follow the code just to save a buck, and it sucks. We've seen it constantly doing building inspections.
I personally am responsible for my family's safety. I am responsible every time I walk outside the home with my children that I put them in a good and safe environment. I think that we're not giving enough credit where credit is due. I don't foresee random people putting up shoddy construction and then trying to pass the buck and make a quick dollar. I just don't see our community that way.